Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
We got Katie Peppercorn from the Winter Solstice here, and Winter Solstice is going jungle this year. Were those songs kind of jungly? That song there, jungly, would you say?
I'd go with a drum and bass, but you know.
Bit of drum and bass?
Yeah. There'll definitely be some drum and bass there.
Yes. Very excited.
We're excited.
So Winter Solstice, it takes place on the shortest day of the year. Do you know how much daylight solstice has?
Well, I've seen a massive sunshine picture, right, on the weather. So Saturday's going to be amazing. I reckon at least 8 hours of sunshine.
8 hours. You are mysteriously correct. It is 8 hours, 39 minutes and 13 seconds, according to Isabel Indrawatha, who used to work at Te Hura, the Otago Museum. Ka pai there.
Nice.
Very spot on.
But we're more interested in the dark.
Yes. And the dark, that's how many hours? About 16 hours of darkness?
The party goes for 24.
The party goes for 24 hours.
Minus the 8 hours sunshine.
My goodness. Now, the theme this year is jungle critters. What jungle critter are you going as? And what does this mean more jungle music is going to be played?
Well, I think I might go dressed as myself because I'm a jungle DJ, actually, which is a bit silly thing to say. But will there be more jungle? There is going to be some jungle. There's going to be all types of dance music, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's four stages. One of them is called the Jungle Hut, and that features like drum and bass and jungle. And then we've got the Bass Cave, which is like bass music, including dubstep. And then we've got the Doof Den, which is techno and house and all things 4/4. And then we've got a live ambient marquee, which hosts live bands, including some Radio 1 favourites like Black Sail House, Ivy, No Danger, Beatniks. We've got heaps of people playing until about 1 in the morning. And then it turns into like an ambient zone where we've got some chill music. And it's heated, so you can escape to there if it gets cold.
That's very cool. How would you say the sound has changed from last year to this year?
I would say the sound will be similar from last year to this year.
Mm-hmm.
Although we've added an extra stage, because when we ask people, the community, for if they want to play, we get so many responses. And so this year we've decided to put another stage on, to accommodate all these millions of DJs that are in our community. And so it's really hard to choose. And so instead of saying no, we were like, come on, we can squeeze another stage in them. And so this is different this year. So this is a trial.
Mm-hmm.
See how it goes.
Awesome.
So we need lots of crowd, please. Come on.
Awesome. Is it all local DJs, or are we getting DJs from all over the country for this?
All over the South Island.
South Island.
Oh, yeah. Because we advertise, and so the people have to be able to get here. So obviously North Island's a bit tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Loads from Christchurch, Wanaka, Queenstown, down south, lots of Dunedin represented.
Mm-hmm.
A majority Dunedin.
Awesome. Now, Solstice takes place on a farm, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, how did this relationship come about? Because you wouldn't think of farmers as being particularly hospitable to hosting a big old bush off, you know, every year.
Finding land is the biggest challenge for organising a massive rave.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been lucky in the last, I guess, 6 years, five, 6 years, where we've met farmers who like dance parties. So we were in Lawrence for a few years, and that guy there, big fan. They had to sell their farm. We had to find another farmer. We have a friend. He has a farm. Loves it. We're very fortunate. There are farmers out there who do like a dance as well.
Yeah. That's crack.
It's brilliant. Who doesn't like a dance?
Oh my goodness. Have you got any like backup locations that aren't on farms, or are they usually on farms just because of the land?
The first year I got involved, I managed to secure Elephant Rocks, and that was amazing. So that wasn't, there are sheep on it. I guess it's not strictly a farm, but that was like an iconic spot, right, for people to go and explore, climb on the rocks. That was brilliant. Faray Flat was another place we used to use every year for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they don't really like the fact that we dance their ground into mud. And so they put the brakes on that one. But, we need to stay friendly with our current farmer. We need to look after his land.
Yes.
We need to ensure there are no dogs. That's one of the main things this year, because dogs bring disease for the animals on the farm. Mm. So if we respect his land and the neighbours, then we're all good, I think, for a few years.
Well, yes, dogs are one of the not one of the things people can't bring, because dogs aren't things. But, you know, people can't bring certain items or dogs to the solstice. What else can't people bring to the solstice?
The main thing, apart from dogs, is glass, alcohol, and personal heaters. Mm. So we don't want anybody in the campsite bringing a heater, because one year one almost exploded. And so we really need to keep people safe. You need to be safe. We will provide the heat.
Yeah.
We will provide a bonfire, which is massive, that the volunteers have actually made. And we will provide barrels, which you can stand around. And also a heated marquee. So
yeah,
you should be right. Also, bring loads and loads of warm clothes, blankets, mm-hmm. spare clothes, because often it rains for a bit. Yeah.
Yes. Well, what is the rainy day plan? And what is the actual forecast? What's the working forecast prediction? What are we thinking?
Last night, it looked like sunshine on the Saturday, and then a tiny bit of rain on the Sunday morning. But I'm hoping that'll change its mind. Don't think it's going to be too extreme. Last year we had extreme wind and snow forecast, and mm-hmm. we had to pull the plug and postpone it. If we have a random forecast, we will postpone until the 6th of July. But on yesterday's report, looks like we're going to be fantastic.
Awesome. Okay, very glad to hear. Very, very glad to hear. This is a completely tangential question. Do you think there's ever going to be a summer solstice party to celebrate the longest day in the year?
So I did organise a few of those.
Really?
They were very, very small.
Oh, very small. Okay.
Because, you know, I'm out at Waitati, and we've got a small community, but a good one.
Yeah.
You know, people in Dunedin escape to the north over the summer. There are loads of festivals up there.
Very true.
And
very
so,
true.
You know, our climate and weather and the fact that most people leave the city, it kind of makes it difficult to organise a big event. So I think we quite like to go to other people's gigs over the summer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll do the mahi in the winter,
yeah.
And we'll go party with someone else in the summer. But that's not to say we won't organise one if anybody out there wants to. We just need a good crew.
Yeah, and a decent appetite for it as well. Now, where can people buy tickets for this year's solstice?
Cosmic ticketing online. So this year we're going to have no gate sales, so that our gate crew don't have to deal with money. So you'll be able to buy a ticket online until Sunday morning. So you can just, you know, in your car, you can just buy a ticket, come in, we'll scan it, unless we're sold out. So we've got a cap of 1,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll not sell any more tickets, because we've got enough infrastructure for 1,000 people.
Yeah, right. Lastly, while I have you here, you mentioned earlier that you are a jungle DJ. Can we expect to see you on some decks playing this year's solstice?
I think I'm going to sneak on about 8 in the morning on the jungle stage, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to close out that one.
Cool.
I'm pretty excited. Need to go and prep some tunes, actually. That's a good point.
Yes, for sure.
I'll add it to the list.
That's the number one ingredient for a good jungle DJ.
I've got some new wicked tunes, though. I'm quite excited for it.
Oh, very excited. Yes. Very excited. Yes. Well, that's awesome. Thank you very much for coming on this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was Katie Peppercorn, an event organiser for this year's winter solstice. Very, very awesome stuff there. If you'd like to buy tickets to winter solstice, you can get tickets from cosmicticketing.co.nz. Very, very good stuff. It's currently 9:40 here on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast programme on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Coming up at 10, we have a korero with Auntie Ray about their latest single, Stop Calling Me. Before that, though, we're going to go for a little bit of a techno-y, jungle-y vibe. I'll see what I can toss in the mix. I'll have to get Katie's approval, of course. But here is Totems with 94. Flip him. You're listening to Radio 1. Take care.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All about our content lives online at r1.co.nz.